Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The night in Israel is calm and warm. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are experiencing mild temperatures, perfect for a late stroll. Meanwhile, Haifa is cooler, with a gentle breeze coming off the sea. Here are today's headlines. First, Egypt tells the U.S. that Hamas disarmament will only be possible under Israel's next government. This comes from Ynet, just in. Also, the U.S. imposes new sanctions on Hezbollah and clarifies its subordination to the Revolutionary Guards, according to Walla from earlier this hour. Also this hour, from the Aleppo community in New York to a home in Ra'anana, 17 immigrants of Syrian descent arrived in Israel today, as reported by Mariv. Separately, the remains of Yehuda Katz, the last Israeli soldier missing from the First Lebanon War's Sultan Yaqub battle, have been found. This is according to Forward from earlier today. And finally, from JTA, Yehuda Katz was a 22-year-old tank gunner and yeshiva student when he was killed 44 years ago. Here's what people are saying online. Ynet Global posted just minutes ago that Egyptian officials told Jared Kushner Hamas disarmament will only happen under a new Israeli government. Eisenberg, a well-known commentator, shared an image depicting a martyr card, critiquing its portrayal of a civilian in a graduation cap, just minutes ago. Al Arabiya English broke the news just now that the U.S. has effectively extracted significant oil and gas from the Strait of Hormuz, citing Vice President J.D. Vance. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Egypt's message to the U.S. Egyptian officials have communicated to Jared Kushner that they believe current Israeli leadership cannot progress on Hamas disarmament. Ynet explains that Egypt warns Hamas might grow stronger if the situation doesn't change. This dialogue affects regional security dynamics. Turning to the U.S. sanctions on Hezbollah, Washington has updated its designation of Hezbollah, stressing its role in serving Iran's interests. Walla reports this move aims to curb Hezbollah's influence in Lebanon and beyond. The sanctions could further strain U.S.-Iran relations. Meanwhile, three families from the Syrian Jewish community in New York have made their new home in Ra'anana. Mariv details how these 17 immigrants are continuing a tradition of Jewish return to Israel. This adds to Israel's diverse cultural tapestry. Separately, the discovery of Yehuda Katz's remains brings closure to a lingering chapter from the First Lebanon War. Forward highlights that Katz was a young tank gunner when he went missing. His return allows for a proper commemoration of his service. Turning to business and markets. First, Base 44 has doubled its annual recurring revenue to $200 million in just 5 months. According to Tech, this growth comes as the AI startup expands its proprietary models, impacting the broader tech ecosystem. Separately, Ashdod Port reports a 9% increase in operating profit for the quarter. Israel Hayom Business attributes this to ongoing improvements and strategic shifts, indicating robust economic activity at the port. And finally, Mariv Business shares insights on gift ideas for the holiday season in Israel. This period is marked by family gatherings and a spirit of renewal, driving consumer spending. That's your Israel 18 News update for the evening. We'll be back with more at 12 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.